Hello, everybody. About What Matters. We are back in the building. We have had about a year to prep for this episode, so you guys are in for a good one. That's for sure. I'm Casey Pizzaglia, creator of SlackyBrown.com. With me, as always, is my main man, Connor. What's up,
yes,
bud?
Yes, sir. How are you, man?
A long 2 days of football, man. Like, literally vegging the fuck out on the couch.
That's, you know...
Lots of crumbs.
I've found in my old age that starts to take a toll on me somehow. Laying on the couch all day makes me exhausted. Counterintuitively. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta watch football for 2 straight days.
How about this? Yesterday, I had, like, a really early lunch, and it was fried... Like fried chicken wings. You ever heard of banchan? Have we had this conversation before?
No, but
banchan, yeah, the greatest chicken wings on the planet. Anyway, we had those at like 11 o'clock. And yeah. I woke up in the morning. I was like writing articles. Fucking, I was like a house on fire, dude. I had a whole day planned of shit. Like, I'm going to pump out so much shit. I ate these chicken wings, get home, 12 o'clock college football games.
Yep.
Didn't move for like 4 hours. Dude, yeah. I couldn't make it upstairs to go get my computer was the real issue. Had the computer been, you know, by my side, I probably would have opened it, but I was just like, man, it's like so far.
Fucking that's a big task at this point.
10 stairs?
Yeah.
All right, man. So it's the NFL 100 year, the 100th anniversary of NFL, the greatest, I don't know if you call it the greatest sport, but the greatest league. The greatest league.
The proof is in the pudding, man. When you sit down for week one, you know, is there any other sport where you are that excited? And I get it. It's a 16 game season for your team, and it's a short period of time, and we're already at week five and this and that. But the NFL brings a joy that no other sport brings to countless households every Sunday. You know,
it's so much of it is like
every year it's exciting.
It's like a social lubricant almost.
Sure.
It brings people together. It's the best sport to watch with people. Like, it's hard to get, you know, a gang of you and five of your friends over to watch the Brewers or whatever, you know.
Totally. Agree.
Football is the best sport to watch. There's so much, you know, outside, off the field stuff that matters. The fantasy football, the gambling is just like taken off in the last few years. I would even group college into it. Let's just say football is the best season.
I know exactly what you mean.
And even college has so much other things around it that are special. Like, everyone in the stadium is wearing the same exact thing.
Right.
You see an NFL stadium, there's a lot of different colors, sure, and a lot of people infiltrate, but you see a game in Tuscaloosa, it's all red.
Yeah.
You know, the crowds have like,
it's rich,
you know, synchronized tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they say the same shit at the same time. The fight songs, everyone's singing the fight song, the tailgating, the alumni coming back. It's so special.
It's a very American experience, I would say. It's very, it's an American sport, so it's rooted in, you know, American tradition in that sense.
Knowing what I know now, I would have traded in any college baseball for going to a big school and have like that experience.
Yeah, there's, I mean, we've experienced it a little bit, but yeah, neither of us went to a school where there was D1 football, and there's truly nothing like that. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, so we just got to latch on to other people's shit.
So, NFL, 100th season, that got us thinking about uniforms. I mean, I'm like a stickler for uniforms. Like, it's like a pet peeve and also like a passion of mine, because I don't know. I love it. It's like it goes back to like NFL 2K and like creating your player.
And like it matters now
uniform,
to,
you know.
The players coming up now,
yeah,
like swag matters, dude. Like, you got to have tight shit. Like,
totally.
Imagine we had the football gloves that you put them together and it shows the logo.
Yeah, dope.
So fucking cool.
All right. So I got a list here, but let me hear. Well, how do you take it? Where do you want to go with this?
Okay. I would say, what are the all time best
uniforms. It could be, you know, the jerseys or just the whole kit.
I think we got to go whole kit.
Whole
That's
kit.
That's what this whole thing
for sure.
should be. So
okay, I'll go one. I'll do one. You do one. Very much like when The Watch does their top 10 TV shows of the year.
I mean, we got to get into number one out of the way. So you go ahead with it.
Okay. Number one. I didn't actually have them in a 1-5
order. But this is the best one. So
okay. I'm going to say the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Just because of how many years has it been and they haven't changed a fucking thing.
I know. It's great.
Because they know they're butter.
Yeah, it's great.
You can wear, people can wear the black and silver, the white jersey, the black jersey. And it's like, it represents so much.
Which is, which is why I'm devastated that they're moving again to Vegas. I don't, like, I'm sure the fan base will be as rampant and energized and crazy as they are in Oakland, but those fans in Oakland are so dedicated, man, you know?
They are.
But those uniforms are crispy.
There's so much underlying stuff with that organization, though. That is the owner there, Mark Davis, has the least money of any of the NFL owners. He's like the only one not in the billions.
No shit.
In terms of net worth.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they're playing so many games away from home this year to save on rent.
Wow.
So I think the move to Las Vegas is definitely financially motivated.
No, of course it is, and it always is, but it's just sad to see it happen, you know, because
they're an institution in the league, you know.
And the uniforms are an institution. That's you know, bringing it back. It's those uniforms are unchanged. And any uniform that can stand the test of time like that is like, they're great. They're great. The silver numbering on the black against the black is just like, I remember Charles Woodson
24 Charles Woodson jersey, that white one.
Of course.
Oh man, what would you have?
So, I mean, it's the Houston Oilers.
Oh, you fuck. Okay, it's on my list.
It's the best one. I mean, white or baby blue, like
the powder blue, the Warren Moon joint.
Yeah, come on, man. Those and even the Eddie George era, like the
ooh,
red
with like the patch,
the red face mask. Yeah, with the patch on the side. You know, the standard bold numbers with the red number with the white outline. This,
you know what the best part of that is, though?
Just tremendous. What's that?
The fucking the oil rig on the helmet.
Yeah, the oil rig on the helmet. I mean,
there will be blood, man.
But that color scheme, man. That color scheme is just, it's great.
They had some. There's a good documentary out there that NFL Films did about those early 90s teams that were really good. They never quite made the Super Bowl or anything, but there were some really good teams there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Oakland, Houston Oilers. Those are both on my list. Was Oakland on your all-time list?
Oakland, I mean, yeah, just for the fact that, like we said, that they're unchanged. I love that. I love that teams. Any team that's unchanged is up there for me.
So,
a la Chiefs.
To stay with unchanged, another one I had was Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs. Again, you don't fuck with the classic, man. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And that color scheme, red, yellow, white, no matter who's in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey, they look fresh.
Yeah.
Larry Johnson, fucking Mahomes now. Yeah. Back in the day, Marcus Allen always looked sharp in that, in that them Chiefs studs.
Yeah, and then Joe Montana, right?
Oh, Joe Montana, 19.
Yeah, I mean,
he changed the number up when he went to Kansas City.
He looked great, too. I mean, so from the Joe Montana on the Chiefs to the 49ers have had consistently some of the nicest uniforms. And I'm glad they went back to that's my other pick. Is
like the cherry red instead of the dark
with
red?
The gold. And and exactly. So not the
T.O. era
not
ones.
The T.O. era.
I hate those.
The new era / Joe Montana era, Jerry Rice era, if you will, you know, the gold pants with, you know, the scarlet red and the helmets are, I think, are what does it for me, because
the gold,
it's just so classic, and the stripes on the shoulders, so good,
and just a great name too in general.
Yeah.
If we can bring it back to the Gold Rush of 49,
sure,
really cool,
incredible.
Because some guys, like, and we'll get, I'll get into this later because we're going to do some of the worst jerseys too. Like, some teams have had the classic ones. They switched it up, butchered it, and now they're back to the classics, and we'll definitely get to that.
Yes.
So next on my list, the vintage Patriots jerseys.
I was going to go with that one too, yeah.
The red ones specifically. I really like the red ones. The Steve Grogan, when they got smacked by the Bears in the 85 Super Bowl.
The I think it's Pat Patriot, I think is what it's called. Pat the Patriot or whatever.
The dude with the that's hiking the ball on the helmet.
What an incredible logo.
That's an all-time helmet, yeah. Man.
And those, so it's the white face masks, right?
Yeah.
Red jersey, white pant. And then, so Tom Brady's worn those a couple times, I believe.
Yeah, when they, do the throwback games.
Yeah, really, really, really sharp. Also, quick shout to the Patriots. The Color Rush, all blues. The navy on navy Color Rush, if you look this up, the Patriots have one of the sharpest Color Rush jerseys. And I think they should honestly actually switch to that for their home games. I think it's so sharp.
Navy on navy.
Yeah.
I pulled up a picture of those when they wore the throwback fucking red with the white. Oh, my God.
They're great.
They're so clean,
they're
dude.
They're great.
So clean.
So, the Color Rush has the stripe on the shoulder. I don't know. Something about those jerseys. The whole uniform with that helmet. I don't particularly like the logo on their helmets currently.
Yeah,
but
no,
it matches
I'm not with it,
really. So well with those the navy on navy, I think. Oh, it's so great. They even wore a white helmet I'm seeing now. A white helmet with that, which looks, wow, that looks really sharp too. My next pick, I guess. The Falcons. A couple from the Falcons.
It better be the old kit.
Yeah, the Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds, yeah.
The Jamal Andersons.
The Mike Vicks.
The Mike Vicks. Those are all time. The black blacked out. They're like heavily black, and the numbers are a little small, but they're white with the red outline and the all black helmet with just the white Falcon logo. Oh, so good. Also, the red helmet.
Yes.
The red helmet.
The Deion Sanders joint. Yes. The red helmet Falcons.
I don't know what those are called. I don't know what era those are. But they, every once in a while, I think they're like more throwback kind of. I mean, the Dirty Birds.
I've seen Deion Sanders wear it before. I had a football card of Deion Sanders with the red helmet and the white.
Google that shit. Old school Falcons. We'll put up an article with all these. But that is a sharp, sharp uniform. Yeah.
Can I just chime in here and say how much I hate the new Falcons jerseys?
Well, I mean, yeah. There's so many that I hate that were updated in like the early 2000s, and now they're like, they look old. They look like out of date because they tried to be modern and they're no longer modern. You know?
I literally have a tough time watching the Falcons because I hate their jerseys so much. There's no exaggeration there.
Same with the Cardinals for me. Cardinals uniforms are awful.
The current Cardinals uniforms.
Yeah.
This is not on my list, but them old school Cardinals ones where they had like the Arizona State flag on the side.
Oh man, I don't even remember.
It's like a Arizona State flag. It's got like this color burst. It's really cool.
I'll have to look it up.
You gotta watch Jerry Maguire, man.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Like, really simple, understated, but it's like a little bit of a darker, darker
mm-hmm.
red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to love this one.
Go ahead, shoot.
And this is all time. The new kit, Titans uniforms.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's bold.
Oh, my Lord.
You like them?
Like it. I love it.
I really like them, too, honestly. And I loved the Titans jerseys when they first dropped. When the first Eddie George kit was through the roof on those. But the new one, they needed an update bad because again, those looked like early 2000s and they did it just in time. And they did them right. Those are like a good modern uniform. Those are real good.
And when they wear those, their Color Rush, when it's like they have these powder blues that are like pretty much all powder blue. I don't so much like it when it's powder blue and dark blue. Powder blue and gray up top, super, super clean. Whenever they incorporate, whenever the Titans incorporate the gray into their uniforms, it's real tough, man. They look like some, it's almost futuristic looking.
I agree. Really, really and cool. To that point, I think the Seattle all grays are very sharp. As much as I am back and forth on their other uniforms.
Their other uniforms, same way.
The gray on gray, when they rock those in Seattle, those are fucking sharp too. Real quick, my next one. What was I gonna say? Oh, your boys, your Cowboys. So okay. My pick for the Cowboys was actually their special occasion navy blues with the
star
with the silver pet. No, just their standard ones. I guess they wore them tonight. They wore them tonight against the Saints. The blue,
like
navy blue standard, because they match the helmet. And when they wear the whites, they don't match the helmet. The blue is different.
The blues are off.
So the standard navy with the silver and the star on the shoulder with the silver and the navy and white with the star on the shoulder. Those uniforms are great with the white pants. Those are great.
Yeah, I had with the white pants specifically. Yeah. They wore them against the Dolphins. So if you're listening to this, look up the jerseys they wore, the uniforms they wore for the Dolphins. They were so fucking
tight.
They're
usually like the Thanksgiving game, I believe, right?
Yeah, but now, oh, you know why they wore them? There's an article up on Slacky Brown. You can read this. Every game this year for NFL 100, kind of what we're celebrating mm-hmm. here, they have a historic matchup.
Oh, okay.
And for the Dolphins game, cool. It was a rematch of like Super Bowl something.
There you go. That's dope. I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah, very cool.
Did the Dolphins wear the gray face masks that day? Because the Dolphins don't have a lot going for them right now. But those uniforms, their current throwback uniforms, are some of the best in the league. I think.
Yeah,
I think they're
when
great.
They bust them out.
Yeah.
They have like
shouts to the Dolphins, man.
Shouts to the Dolphins, man. You guys don't got a lot going for you. Like, and speaking back to the historic games, like they have a Bills Titans matchup because of the Music City Miracle.
That's dope. I mean,
yeah. So I hope they like wear the. It'd be cool if they continue wearing like the old school joints from whenever like the event happened.
What's
you know,
the fucking his name's escaping me. The tight end who caught the miracle.
Wycheck.
Frank Wycheck.
Wycheck.
Shouts.
Last one I have on the all-time list, and it just kind of sticks with me because whenever I watch the two 49ers-Bengals Super Bowls, I just love seeing like Boomer Esiason and Chris Collinsworth in those original Bengals jerseys with the tiger stripe on the side.
I'm with you, man.
Not too overdone. One small orange stripe with the black bangle there.
Speaking of a team who
white
unique. I'm totally with speaking of a team who needs to go back to their throwbacks back to their original jerseys as their standards. The Bengals need an overhaul bad. Those Bengals jerseys, current Bengals jerseys are bad. But I'm with you. Those old school 80s Bengals, so dope.
Like the Bengals changed them up. And now it's just so much going on, man. Like, you don't need four colors.
So whack now. Same with the Browns. The new Browns ones are awful. Go back.
Go back, man.
I think
less is
a
more.
A lot of teams, if it were up to me, I would make a lot of teams go back. Because there's so, like we said, there's so many outdated. Speaking of, can we talk about the Jets uniforms?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. What are they doing? This is, like, they go with an overhaul, and this is what they pick? It looks like a fucking high school team out there, dude.
Which ones are you? They went back to the old helmets.
Their current green, the green that they chose, are so bad. I just.
Did you see the?
Go ahead.
Did you see the black ones?
I saw the black. The black is terrible. The Jets have missed the mark for like 50 years on uniforms. I don't understand.
Can you give me one on the helmet though? They went back to the old helmets finally.
The helmets are cool, but the green that the specific green that they're using, like. Give me something a little less like shiny or so, you know, bring it down a couple notches on the brightness scale.
Do you like the Neil O'Donnell, Keyshawn Johnson Jets?
Like the
do you like any Jets jerseys?
I don't know, man. Like the 90s ones when they
they had the Curtis Martin joints, remember, with like the
So when they switched them up to those with Keyshawn and Curtis and all them, those were dope initially, and they wore out pretty quickly.
They played them out quick. Yeah.
The last couple of years, it's just been like, what are they doing?
You can only see so much winker bat.
And I mean, honestly, before that, those might be the dopest ones. The ones with the that's actually said Jets on the side, that and it had like a, you know, the logo I'm talking. They were like more. It wasn't lime like green, but it was a different green.
It was real
the
light.
'80s green.
The '80s green.
Which are kind of like dope. I don't know. Same with the
Eagles. Of the Jets history. Like, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I would say. Because they tried to do the Namath throwback when they switched in the late 90s.
Yes.
And it wasn't the same. But, they were cool initially, like I said. But I don't know. They need to.
Got played out quick.
Yeah, I don't know.
In terms of current. So that was like the all-time greats, like the fucking legendary shit. Right now, when you put on a Sunday, what jerseys are popping out to you? I got a few on the list here.
Current.
Specifically from this year.
Current. So I'll run through my currents quick. Well, the Rams throwbacks.
When they go with the Kurt Warner joint, like not the original Kurt Warner. Yes, love them.
The white helmets with the blue Rams horns are whack, but when they wear the royal blues with the yellow,
yes,
those are so sharp. I love those so much. The Bills are doing all right. I do like the Panthers.
I have the Panthers on my list. I have the white Panthers specifically.
Yeah, I do.
Seeing Christian McCaffrey in that white Panthers jersey is just like,
I've kind of always liked
this dude is crisp.
Yeah, I've kind of always liked the Panthers uniform. Even when it first came on the scene, I was like, ooh, these colors. The color scheme works really well.
It does. I have like watching tonight, New Orleans white unis with that gold.
Yes. I mean,
that was official.
New Orleans is always sharp.
New Orleans is one who hasn't changed. That's like you can put them in the category with Oakland and Kansas City.
They
really
do have,
like, they've stayed pretty consistent.
Yeah, they do have quite a bit of variation on their uniform. Like they switch it up with like, so they could wear the white with the white like they did tonight, which the whites are so sharp with that black outline.
On the gold number.
Oh, so nice. Sometimes they wear the black with the black pants. I mean, New Orleans they're always sharp. Always.
Have you gotten a peek at the new Bears jerseys?
Yes. I think they're actually great.
So I love the Bears jerseys, and let me throw a few tidbits at you why. The stripes, instead of having like, they have like broken up stripes on the shoulder, which are real cool. It's like orange, blue, orange, blue, orange, blue. And then all these teams are wearing the NFL 100 patches this year. But because the Bears are the original, like the first team, instead of it having like 100 with the NFL logo, it's got the 100 patch with the Bears logo, which is just fire as shit.
Do you want to talk about who needs a bad overhaul? Because I got a list here, man.
You have a list from overhaul? I'm gonna tell you some of my least favorite jerseys of all time, and you can tell me who needs an overhaul, okay?
Right. Yeah, go.
Okay. These are the five worst jerseys
ever
that I can remember.
Okay.
Like, it immediately came to my mind. Okay. I didn't have to think about it at all. First, my beloved Cowboys.
Oh.
In the mid-90s, they were the one team who, like, wouldn't, and they still have some issues with this. They like wouldn't link up with the rest of the league in terms of their like licensing deal.
Oh.
So they were getting their jerseys from like Nike and
motherfuckers.
Everyone else had like Reebok. But the problem was their numbers weren't sewn on.
Yeah.
They're wearing replica jerseys.
I remember, yeah.
Like you can tell they weren't stitched on. It was shiny ass numbers. Like
Jerry Jones saving a penny, man.
Dude, it was the worst. The only thing that was stitched on was like a little Cowboys patch above the number. And then everything else was like ironed on.
I remember seeing like the Emmett Smith like cards, like playing cards that like that you're like, wait, is he wearing a fucking jersey from fucking Modells.
Yeah, like, yeah, what? Dude.
It's so weird. Yeah, you're right. That's so weird.
It was the worst. It was the worst. Like at that point, I couldn't figure out why, but like after like learning about all the shit, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, so one, we talked about the Raiders, the Chiefs, and New Orleans, how they haven't changed.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills should have never changed.
Yeah.
But they did. And like, I think I might have liked them for like 30 seconds, but like the Drew Bledsoe era in Buffalo, or like Eric Moulds, when they had like the blue, they were white, but the tops were like blue. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
They were just so gaudy.
Oh. Yeah, when they went navy.
Yeah.
Remember they went
like
navy?
Like the Bills aren't navy,
I know the ones
bro.
Exactly you're talking about. Yeah, 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 yeah. No.
Those don't work.
Drew Bledsoe era Buffalo Bills are bad. Those are bad.
Like, that was a miss. But now, finally, they're back to plain Jane. Like,
and they're good. I like those.
They're crisp.
Yeah.
They're crisp as shit. That's another one. Everyone knows this one. The Steelers Bumblebee throwbacks are,
worst.
Like, the worst.
Probably the worst all time, I'd say.
Probably the worst all time. Yeah. Yeah. Or the Packers Acme throwbacks.
Yeah.
Brown helmets with plain brown helmets.
Yep.
Nothing on them.
Yep.
And then the number is in a circle in the middle of not even Packers colors.
Yep.
It's like blue and yellow.
Yeah, weird.
Real weird. And then I also don't like when the Jets do the New York Titans throwback.
Yeah, bad. No,
I don't know if there's
sense.
Any like really old school jersey that I like. Like when they go back to like fucking.
There's two that come to mind that I'm curious about your opinion on. The Lions Thanksgiving Day Barry Sanders.
Oh, they wore them today, dude.
Oh, did they?
They wore them today.
Did they really?
I told Vicky, I'm like, I hate when you wear these fucking
jerseys.
Yeah,
they're bad. I don't like them either. And the Redskins.
Like dark burgundy.
Burgundy.
Gold.
Yeah.
No, hate them. Hate them, hate them, hate them.
The thing is, the Redskins, when they used to have the R circle with the feathers
that's a cool
hanging
logo.
Off, those were dope. But when they go, like, any single color helmet is just going to lose me. And one more opinion of yours. The Tampa Bay Bucks creamsicles. Where are you at on
those? I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. It kind of reminds me of like the Oilers baby blue.
Yeah.
Like
same era.
Super, not a lot going on, and I like that. And it's an interesting color.
Yep. Yep. I mean, when you look back and it's like Mike Allstott, whether it's white on white or the creamsicle on white, you're like, this is so badass. And that logo, that logo that they had. Bad. Awesome.
I also kind of like the old, like early 90s Seahawks, if you remember those ones. Like they kind of had the, like the hawk on the side of the jersey. Really, you know, not a lot going on.
Yeah. Simple.
Simple. That's with that.
That's usually my, my opinion is the simpler, the better. And the teams that have kept it simple are the sharpest, but here's who
are
I got.
There any times, are there any jerseys that are kind of like overboard that you fuck with?
The Chargers a little bit. I mean, they're not that overboard, but they're kind of nice, especially when the current ones with the yellow face mask, the white on whites, the even the powder blues. Those are sharp. The LaDainian powder blues, remember?
Yeah. Like I think the Ravens.
Ravens are all right.
They're kind of like overboard in general.
But they haven't changed much either, though. And
no, they haven't changed much.
That's kind of why
much.
I respect them. Yeah.
Trying to think of like some really over-the-top joints of that.
The new Titans are bold.
It's about over-the-top as it gets.
Yeah, those are bold, but I do like them, like you said. We mentioned that. But as far as overhaul goes, you want to get to that?
Yeah, hit me with all your overhauls.
Vikings. Number one, Vikings need to go back.
To like Randy Moss days.
Yeah, like, again, you're doing too much, and now they look dated because you tried to update them.
Like they have a big white stripe, right?
Yeah, just like anything, any stripe that comes up the side and like comes to the front of, like comes to a point on the front of your on the front of your uniform, like a
like
la,
flag football jerseys.
Yeah,
or something.
Like a la the Broncos. The Broncos need a bad overhaul.
Oh, that's who I wanted to say,
yeah,
dude.
Broncos.
But give me 92 Elway.
Yeah. Why not? Why not?
Give me Steve Atwater.
Go back.
And they haven't changed in forever.
No.
They like changed those at the end of Elway's thing.
Yeah, which was sharp.
End of Elway's career.
Yeah.
They were sharp. And then they just wrote it into the ground.
Exactly.
Man.
I mentioned the Browns. They got to go back. The Cardinals, I mentioned, they got to go back. The Bucks are a travesty, considering the uniform history that they've had. The Warwick Dunn Bucks, or even the Warren Sapp Bucks, are even better than what they're wearing now. I think those are actually hot.
Like the dark red with the
yeah,
like the angry Buccaneer thing on the side.
Dope. Eagles. Got to go back. Eagles should. They have so many options to go back
to. I hate the Eagles jerseys.
Oh, they're so bad. That green.
Currently.
So bad. Broncos, we mentioned. And the Lions. I don't really fuck with the Lions right now, man. We mentioned their whack throwbacks, but go back to Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Broncos. If we're talking NFL 100, we might as well long for uniforms of yesteryear. A la our favorite players growing up. I mean, and like, look, those are the early 90s had some of the simplest, sharpest jerseys and uniforms that I can remember. And that's why they stick in my mind, because they looked so dope out there, because they were like, oh, it's simple. Boom, two colors. When the Giants wear their color rush and they're those late
all
80s,
white.
Early 90s. Oh, man. With the Giants across the helmet, I just get it's too much. It's too much for me. I'm like, this is so good. I just love it. Oh, it's so good. I mean, and honestly, a lot of teams should go back to those. That's honestly how I feel. I'm like, just go back to those full time. Those are dope.
Okay, before we go,
yeah.
We've probably talked about this before, but best college jerseys. Penn State.
Yes.
I'd probably say I like the Ohio State Buckeye jersey.
Yeah, but they
helmet and
they've changed them recently too. And that was like, you know, from the early 2000s and earlier, they were fantastic. They were great. They were unchanged. Like,
there's something special about when I see Notre Dame on television.
Oh yeah,
love their jerseys.
Yeah, and they have
but that it ties right back to why the NFL team should go the classics. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
change isn't always a great thing.
I agree.
Man. Like, like people get all hot over the like Oregon changing their jerseys all the time. Like, yeah, that's their thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's their thing. Yeah, totally.
It doesn't need to be, you know.
Not every team needs to do that. And like LSU, because they're pretty unchanged.
I like it. You know what's interesting about LSU? LSU is the only football field I know that has the 5 yard dashes. Like,
oh, really?
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Yeah, like with the written number.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting thing.
Right. Alabama's classic.
How do you feel about numbers on helmets?
I like it as long as it's like a thing, you know?
Yeah. Like Virginia, the Hoos, they have like the UVA logo on one side and like the number on the other side.
By the way, the Hoos white on whites. Oof. Those are bad. Those are nice, man. I really like those.
Let me say one more thing about the NFL, the current NFL deal, which I've noticed lately. And it's really nitpicky, but I think you'll agree with me. So nowadays they have these new helmets with like a lot of like the air, like holes in the actual helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you put the decal on the side of the helmet,
mm-hmm.
some of the decal is over the hole. Mm-hmm. Like it's not truly stuck to the entire helmet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It looks tacky, yeah. Man. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It's super nitpicky, but like I like when the decal is completely stuck to a surface. I don't want it covering half the air vent on the top of your helmet.
Well, all these new, you know, all the new helmets are like safety reasons, you know? So I think it's a hard, like, I mean, I guess you could like punch a hole.
Like some dudes are wearing the like excessive venting in their helmet and
sure.
Some have like the regular joint.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, it is weird. I mean, the helmet technology has changed so much too, and that's another thing that like changes our perception of like what the players are supposed to look like on the field, you know?
I don't even want to get you started on like all these new face masks.
Oh man,
they have.
Don't, you know, that's a whole other, that's a 2-hour podcast, man.
There are some wild ones now though, man. Dude, some crazy. Real wild There's, ones.
I mean, it never used to be like every week I would see a new one, and now it's like every game I see like 3 new ones, and it's like I can't keep up. And I used to like pride myself in being like, oh yeah, I know, I've seen that.
I used to love the Rondane joint with the 3 tight ones in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Rondane. 3. Yeah.
3 tight across the middle.
Damn, it's Thunder and Lightning.
That's right.
Rondane.
And I think Tiki had like the one that you like with the...
Tiki switched it up a couple of times too, though. Yeah. But yeah, he had the standard running back one, like the E. George.
Yeah.
The 2-2. Man. Yeah, don't get me going. But anyway...
That's it for the uniform special, NFL 100 uniform special. I'm gonna get the whole all the visuals going for you guys. So
yeah, we should. This will be fun to look at. Yeah,
it's gonna be, you'll be checking it out. And you'll be like, oh shit,
yeah. And anything we miss too, like make sure to put some whatever we miss too, throw them in there.
Yeah, because I'm sure there are.
Yeah,
there's this there's a couple of cool websites out there that really dedicate their time to like. You can click a game, and you can see what kit they wore.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's so good. Like, people are awesome, man. People who dedicate their time to this shit.
The internet is a great place if you want it to be.
If you want it to be. I'm, I've, like, flirted with getting off of... I think Instagram is a great place. Instagram is good for...
Sure.
It seems pretty positive.
Yeah.
Twitter is a fucking hellhole sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta know when to stop or know when to, you know, not deep dive. But yeah, I'm with you.
And Facebook, I don't understand.
Nah.
Anymore.
It's dead. It's dead.
It's dead, but people swear by it in terms of like, for like, promoting. I mean, I know how much traffic comes from Facebook, and it's a lot.
Really?
Is it to use it as a social tool? Definitely not. But to get your content out there. It's a good tool. I just don't really understand it as well as I should.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. It was a pleasure to get back on the horse. We're gonna be better about this. We traveled the world for the last year. That's why we were away now. So everyone that's reading, I appreciate it. Really figuring out what works, what doesn't, and we got a long road ahead of us. We're never going anywhere. So appreciate it, guys. We'll be back, Connor.
Yo.
Signing off, my man.
Thanks for the time, brother. Catch you next week.
All right, later. So you know I need some hot wings, some chopsticks for my low main. Word, grab a bowl of cereal, maybe make a sandwich or whatever's left over from last night's Fast Life escargot. Rap tight, back by best live show. Roll with the punch, just going with the flow. It's whatever for a second, I'm just getting in the zone. I'm Mick Jagger, I'm never even home. Ever since I pulled the sword from the stone, left a note, told mama some